Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
While my wife was actually receiving the offering, God dropped this in my spirit. In Isaiah, it's chapter 61. I was reading verse 7, but then God told me to read the verse before. And how many of you know we've been grafted in to the kingdom of God through the Jewish nation and Israel? So we're considered part of that right now. Look what it says here in verse 6 of Isaiah 61. I love this. But you will be called the priests of the Lord. That's a pretty huge, awesome responsibility as a priest of God. And I take it very seriously. Watch what he says here. You will speak, they will speak of you as ministers of our God. See, you don't have to be standing up here as a fivefold ministry person. Your walk, your talk, the love you have for one another, people will speak of you and say, that's a minister of God. This is so powerful. God gave it to me a few minutes ago. You will feed on the wealth of the nations and you will boast in their riches. Well, if you remember, there's a scripture in Proverbs where it says in chapter 13, he says, a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is stored up for the just. That's you. Yeah, that's confirmation right there. Amen. Now watch here. Instead of shame, my people will have a double portion. And instead of humiliation, they will rejoice in their share, and so they will inherit a double portion in their land, and everlasting joy will be theirs. Well, I can do with some everlasting joy. How about you? Amen. And so we're going to take scripture and claim it for ourselves. Make it a personal promise from God. Because there are many promises from God that we're not grabbing a hold of, and we're not walking in them. But we can, and we should be. Amen. And so you go to release that. Then he says in verse 8, for I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and iniquity. In my faithfulness, I will give them their recompense and make an everlasting covenant with them. God's got a covenant with us, so we've got to stay upright. Amen. Everyone say upright. Upright. Do the hard thing when no one's watching. Love them when they're hating you. And then they will say they are priests of the Most High God. Because only a spirit-filled child of God with the Holy Ghost can do and accomplish what the Word of God says to do and accomplish. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. This is a day that the Lord has made. I will what?
Rejoice.
I will what?
Rejoice
and what? Be glad in that day. And listen, he says these words, in everything, give thanks. Now, some people misinterpret the Word of God and they say, oh, in this cancer that's attacking my body, I'm going to thank God for it. No, it's not what it's saying. In everything, give thanks to God because He's the answer and solution to every problem you will have. Amen. You don't thank Him for the problem. You thank Him for the learning that you got out of the problem. Because He said, what the devil means for your harm, I'll turn for your good. So I thank God in advance. That's faith. Faith thanks God and praises God in the midst of the trial and the tribulation. I've been talking about some stuff and God just showed me something on the way here this morning. He's just bombarding me with so much goodness. I thank God when He tells me something, whether it's through someone, through a TV, through a dog, through this, you know, just look at nature. I thank God because God speaks to us all the time through any means. If you're listening to hear God, yeah, you're going to miss out most of what He's telling you because He talks through your spirit, man, the still small voice, but He's also talking through the things around you. And when I preach and teach, you could be hearing something, and the person next door to you could be getting a revelation of something that they've been hearing. So don't limit God. Be open to the Word of God and what He's telling you. Amen. Amen. So praise God. And on the way, God was saying to me, you know, we were created for fellowship with God. God wanted fellowship. He wanted a family. Is that correct? And so we were obviously created for fellowship with God. And let me tell you what, one of the strongest forms of fellowship with God is worship. Worshiping God, adoration for God brings you right into God's presence. And now you are having fellowship like you can't have besides getting there a special way. And so worship, when we come here today and we sing and we praise, don't just look and be a spectator. Get involved. Even if you don't know the song, just hum along, sing in tongues, do something. But get involved. Love God. And the worship team does an awesome job. I'll tell you what, I think, Rafe, you're doing a great job. Thank you so much. And the whole team. I mean, these are accomplished musicians. These are people that hone their skill. These are people that draw us into the presence of God. It says, come into His gates with thanksgiving and enter His courts with praise and thankfulness. You understand? These folks are leading us in. Now, once we're in, we want to kick into another level. And now you're ready to receive the Word because the ground's been plowed. Everyone say, my heart is ready. And that's why we say, this is my Bible. I will receive and I will believe. I'm who God said I am. I'm not who the teacher said. I'm not who the principal said. I'm not who the doctor said. I'm who God said I am. Amen. And we've got to get back to naming ourselves. Because in the garden, God said to Adam, you name the animals. And He named them. And what He named them, they became. But then somewhere along the line, after the curse, things started to name us. Sick, broke, miserable. You've got to stop that. You've got to say, no, I know who I am in Christ. I am a child of God. Amen. 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 And so I want to talk to you today a little bit about the medicine of God's Word. Everyone say, the medicine of God's Word. Now listen, the Word of God is capable of healing you. It's capable of prospering you financially. It's capable of saving you. Do you get that? It's capable of bringing restoration in your relationships. The Word of God is God. And if I've got the Word of God, I've got God. And if I've got God, I've got the Word of God. And is there anything that God cannot do? So therefore, you've got some serious power at your disposal. But you've got to believe the Word of God over and above what your mind tells you, your emotions tell you, your feelings tell you, your friends tell you, the economy tells you. Can you say amen? Amen. I choose to believe the Word of God over and above anything else. Hallelujah. And if I don't have a plumb line like that, I'm going to be swayed with every wind and doctrine, and a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, it says in James 1:8, and will receive zippo, nothing. So you've got to make a decision. I'm not on my notes yet. But just the decision you have to make. Faith comes how?
By hearing.
By hearing what?
The Word of God.
Okay. Fear comes how?
By hearing.
Hearing what? The word of the enemy. Come on. Oh, you got to get this. So now, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So when I hear the Word of God, faith comes into me. Now, I've got to hear the Word of God. So I've got to hear the Word of God if I want to get faith for what God's promises are. So I hear the Word of God. Then I'm going to choose to believe it is the Word of God. God spoke this. 2 Peter 1:21 says, prophecy of old came not by the will of man, but God moved them by the Spirit of God to write down what they wrote. In 2 Timothy 3:16, God says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for instruction, and rebuke. Now watch here. I have to say, okay, I heard that word the preacher spoke. I heard the word they read from the Bible. And now I've got to say, okay, it's the Word of God. Because if just hearing was enough, We'd all be rich, famous, and healthy. But how many of us are rich, famous, and healthy? Well, I'm healthy, I'm rich, and I'm famous in heaven. Amen. You better start claiming this. Now watch it. So I hear the word first, and then I say, okay, God wrote that. He used mankind to pen it, but he's the author, so he wrote it. Then the word said something to you. It says something specific. I have to choose to believe now that that word is going to work in my life. So I hear it. I say, okay, it's God's word. Now choose to believe. I choose to believe. I choose to believe the word of God. What did you do when you got saved? You heard the word of God and you acted upon that word of God through belief. For with faith, one speaks unto righteousness. Amen. Our heart. Now watch here. So now I've heard the word, faith came. I say, it is the word of God, because there's a lot of people going to say, well, God ain't healing every time. And God doesn't heal people. And God's this and God's that. What does the word say? And do you believe it is God's word? Well, if it is God's word, there's no argument. There's no debate. Is that correct?
That is correct.
You're not going to argue.
That's right.
It's the word of God. I believe it. I believe it is God's word. He said it is. I believe he is God.
Amen.
And I believe in miracles because I believe in God.
Amen.
Catherine Kuhlman's famous saying, I believe in miracles because I believe in God. So, okay, so I've heard it. I've chosen to, I've heard it. I know it's the word of God in my heart. And I've chosen to believe what it says. And if I've chosen to believe it and done those three things, then what's the next step? I've got to act on it. I've got to release corresponding actions with my words, with my deeds, with my actions and what I do. And in that case, if I do it that way, I'm in faith and I will see the results and the manifestation of what I'm believing for. And remember, we inherit the promises through faith and patience. It tells us in Hebrews 12:6. We inherit the promises through faith and patience. So if you want the promises of God, you've got to get this working in your life. And let me tell you something. God is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should repent. Has he not said it? And will he not perform it? That's a scripture. How'd you like that one? Yeah. Now you've got to choose. That's what God is, what he said. That's why I am who he said I am. I can do what he said I can do. And I have what he said I have. You say it every service here. You're releasing. Because faith that comes from hearing without acting upon is dead. Not helping you 1 ounce. You could still be broke. You could still be sick. You could still. But we should be the ones on top of that stuff. Now don't get down on yourself if you're still battling in areas. I've still got areas I'm battling in. What does that mean? Get more into more word for those areas and start speaking them over your life. Start believing them and letting God be God.
Amen.
Amen. And remember this. He said in Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And don't lean onto your emotions, your feelings, your understanding, your logic. Because that will trip you up. That will trip you up. When you start thinking how God's going to do this, or if God's going to do this, or I didn't pray enough, anything like, when you get into emotional thinking, you are now negating the word of God. And God loves you and me. He loves us above anything. He loves us so much so that he actually took care of the total sin problem. Only God, only Jesus, no other religion can claim a solution to the problem.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.